Luke chapter 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and some others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they entered in, and did not find the body of the Master Yeshua. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed at this, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be nailed to the torture stake, and on the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11, and to all the rest. It was Miriam Magdalene, Joanna, Miriam the mother of James, and other women who were with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they did not believe them. Then Peter arose, and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, watching in himself at that which had come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, that, while they communed together, and reasoned, Yeshua himself drew near, and went with them. But their eyes were held, so that they should not know him. And he said to them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk, and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said to him, Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem, and have not known the things which have come to pass there in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Yeshua of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before Elohim, and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and nailed him to the torture stake. But we trusted that it had been he who would have redeemed Israel, and besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yes, and some women also of our company made us astonished, who were early at the tomb. And when they did not find his body, they came, saying, that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. And some of them who were with us, went to the tomb, and found it even so as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did the Messiah not have to suffer these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses, and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he acted as though he would go further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did our heart not burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened the scriptures to us? And they rose the same hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 assembled, and those who were with them, saying, The Master has risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told the things that were done in the way, and how he was made known to them in breaking of bread. And as they were thus speaking, Yeshua himself stood in the midst of them, and says to them, Peace be to you. But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me, and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet did not believe for joy and wondered, he said to them, Do you have anything here for food? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish, and a honeycomb. And he took it, and ate before them. And he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then he opened their understanding, so that they might understand the scriptures. And said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved the Messiah to suffer, and to rise from the dead on the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city of Jerusalem, until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands, and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he was blessing them, he had parted from them, and was carried up into heaven. And they, having worshipped him, returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And were continually in the temple, praising and blessing Elohim. Amen.